Cambridge Open Studios is a flourishing community of around 470 artists, craftspeople and designer makers working throughout Cambridgeshire. Their aim is to help bring artists and local people together. We've been describing some of the creativity of Cambridge Open Studios here on the radio, on the airwaves. Each July, they invite the public to visit artists' workshops and studios as part of the annual Open Studios event. Lifelines are artists from a life drawing group. The group meets weekly and puts on a group show each year as part of Cambridge Open Studios. Work is in a fabulous range of media and styles. Anne French came in earlier this week to tell me more. Joining us this morning is Anne French. There's going to be a life drawing group show as part of Cambridge Open Studios. Cambridge 105 across this month has been opening doors on the Open Studios, letting listeners know about some of the events. And Neil Whiteside in particular on this station has been doing that. But Anne is part of a voluntary team that have been working together. Thanks very much for coming by to Cambridge 105, Anne.
Thanks, Phil. Nice to see you.
As a group then, as a smaller group, how many of you are there?
Well, it fluctuates from term to term, anything between 15 to 7, 6, 7 people. That's regular attendees at the class, which happens on Wednesday evening from 6 till 9. Then if you're part of the class, you can decide whether or not you want to participate in the Open Studios weekends. And this year, I think there are 7 of us. There's room for a bit more than that, or it could be fewer, you know. So it's a flexible thing, really.
As a group, then, Anne, where do you hold these classes?
It's in St Barnabas Press, where they do a lot of printmaking, and there are other forms of art as well. There are several other artists from St Barnabas Press who are taking part in Open Studio, so we'll be in the same building as them, just in one of the studios. So the difference is that in our exhibition there will be work from every member of our group, whereas in the other studios it'll just be the work from by that artist. And I mean, St Barnabas Press as a whole has been exhibiting for all of the weekends, but Lifelines is just doing the third and the fourth.
So the second half of July, the big build-up. How early do you prepare for this as a group then?
Probably not as early as we should. It's always the way with these things. But no, I mean, we always get it right. I mean, the main thing, we need to you know, allocate the time to who's doing what, and think about how we're going to, which pictures we're going to include. So several weeks before the dates, we have what we call group crits, where somebody who's going to take part brings in their stuff, and you know, we sort of, you know, the work that they've done over the term, and we look at it and you know, collectively help them decide which pictures they might like to frame and exhibit, because obviously there's a maximum number of 5 pictures each, just for space reasons.
Oh, so, limiting so, you. Yes.
Yeah, so we need to think about things like that. And then, of course, we've got to get them framed. And so I would say maybe quite close to the beginning of the summer term, actually, is when we would start preparing.
And you work in 3 terms across the year.
Yes. It's spring, summer, and then it's a sort of autumn, winter term. We have a long break in the summer.
So you work in different media. Would it be chalks, charcoals?
Yeah, that's the exciting thing about our group, actually, is that everybody has their own style, and we tend to experiment with different media each term. Well, I do anyway. I mean, some people, I think, actually decide what their favourite is and then develop that skill. I mean, for example, one member of the group has been making huge progress with watercolours, and every time he comes, it seems he's doing something more radical and more exciting, you know. And that's just with the same medium, and that's great. I tend to kind of try something different each term, but I think there'll come a point where I settle on something. But then, yeah, we've got charcoal, we've got acrylics, we've got pastels, and iPad drawings, actually. And then also there are people who include prints. I'm not an expert on printing, but I think, you know, they'll include lino prints and mono prints. That's the word I was looking for. So really anything goes, and I think there is quite a nice experimental experimental feel, the sense of people trying something new.
People bringing along their extra special sable brush one week that they didn't have last week. So
absolutely,
they could work.
People who
as they develop
shopping.
The skills and bring it all together. Yeah, the materials themselves, do people bring along their own oils to work with, their own canvases, or do they pay a fee towards them, a collective?
Well, there are materials provided. There's paper and charcoal. So the I think paper and charcoal, that's what everybody gets started on. So if you're a beginner, charcoal's a very forgiving medium. So we've always got that. But no, if you want anything else, then we tend to bring it along ourselves.
Yeah. And there are easels around the place?
There are. We sit on things called donkeys, which is
oh, yes, I remember my teacher having one of those.
Yeah. I mean, there are easels, but I think most of us kind of need a sit-down at the end of the day. But no, you can't. There are easels and there are donkeys and boards provided. So, yeah, you don't have to sort of bring anything like that, really.
Oh, did we have fun at school as kids? The boys with the charcoals, probably at the age of 14, not only trying to smear it all over our faces and all over everybody else, but as you say, it's very interesting with charcoal because you can actually just take a lick of the finger and sort of rule out the mistakes you've made.
Yeah.
Or even bring up some background, some
absolutely.
Shading.
Yeah.
I think it would be my favourite way of
working. Love charcoal. I've had to wean myself off charcoal because otherwise all my pictures would just be in charcoal. And I feel obliged to explore different mediums, but it is a wonderful thing. And, I mean, another, as well as licked fingers, I think white sliced bread is a really, really good thing to use. If you screw it up into a pellet, it makes a very good rubber and you can bring up the highlights and
oh really?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's cheaper than buying a putty rubber, which is the other thing you can use.
Oh yeah, something sort of tacky really.
Yeah.
It's a bit like white tack, I suppose.
It is very much like that, yeah.
But just at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
So now we know why you sort of have slices of white bread under your arm every time you turn up for your Lifeline sessions. Looking at the fact that it is life art, does it mean people come along and pose for you?
Yes, and the other nice thing about our group is that we have a regular group of models who alternate, and they've become part of our community. So we've got to know them, and they're very much... They join in with things. They don't just turn up and then go home. They take part in the group crits and they comment on the pictures, and because they're often people who do have an interest in art themselves. So it's not just getting somebody in and then waving goodbye. So it's a very much a sense of everybody, being part of it.
Do you paint, draw each other, or does anybody have a go at, shall we say, putting up onto canvas a portrayal of themselves?
We don't pose in the life drawing sessions for each other. I mean, it's actually quite a skill, to stay still for a half hour pose. I mean, I think maybe none of us have that skill. But what we do and what people will see in our exhibition is that we draw a portrait of each one of us is allocated another member of the group to do a portrait of, and that portrait will be displayed next to that person's work. And that causes a lot of entertainment, as you can imagine. I don't know that anyone's actually done a self-portrait so far. It's a very interesting idea. And probably it's quite a challenging thing to do because it gives you more to think about. But maybe one day.
Van Gogh famously, of course, did his self-portrait, and it's probably one of his most famous frames, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is, yeah.
So actually, I'd imagine some of this spins around the pub, and the reason I say this is you have your planning meetings.
Oh yeah, we usually have those at the Rock on Cherry Hinton Road in a pub, the lovely pub there. So, so it's that kind of friendly atmosphere where we find it works for us.
And this is build up week, because week 3 and 4 of July is when Lifelines. You actually have your exhibition, and we should tell listeners that actually if you go to the guidebook that you find all around the city, I'm so pleased to see that everywhere you go, this very long oblong Cambridge Open Studios guide, the one for 2017. In this case, as you listen to us today, if you're intrigued about what you hear from Anne, it's page 24 at 42I is what you want to go to, the second one down there, and it's Lifelines. Do come and find out more about them as a group. And this event, which will be from this weekend, you have things like free parking. Which is very important.
Yeah. There isn't very much parking. It's quite a small area, so people might... You might need to leave a little bit of extra time to find, just in case it's full, you know, just to find yourself a parking space somewhere else.
But for those coming along and you haven't really got... Those numbers of parking spaces are a bit limited, so it's a good idea, I think, to come by bike or if you can walk.
Yeah, if you possibly can, I think that would be advisable because, of course, it's not just us, it's all the other St. Barnabas Press artists as well who are exhibiting, and their friends and family will be coming too.
You're limiting yourself to, as you said earlier, on five portraits or five frames, five pieces of work each.
Yeah.
That's still going to fill up quite a considerable amount of wall space.
Yes, it will, yeah.
How many of you will be exhibiting in the end?
It's seven people.
So that's about 35.
It's amazing how many pictures you can fit in to the space, actually. We've become very good at that over the years, yeah.
It makes it very interesting, and I'm sure very colourful as well. And not just because you've got the black and white with the charcoals, but in fact you've got one of the exhibits which you've put into a little, shall we say, thumbnail or avatar. The Open Studios Guide for 2017. Yeah. It might give listeners an idea of what they might be going along to see. This year sees the sixth Lifelines show with those seven artists participating. You're led by Mark Rigby, which you have right from the start.
Mark was running this group before I joined it, you know, for several years. He also teaches art at Hills Road, Sixth Form College. And I first got to know him when I went to his adult education evening class in life drawing at Hills Road. And then I started doing Lifelines, I think, really because it's 3 hours rather than two, and I just wanted to spend more time doing it. So, yeah, he also runs marathons, which is nice, really. You know, the art doesn't take up all his time. Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
You have a penchant for art as a girl at school. Was it something you've always been a creative person, or is this something you've taken up to relax as a busy lady in the job that you do to just unwind in more recent times?
Well, it's a combination of both, really. But yes, I've always loved art. It's just, you know, when you're at school, people tell you, no, you can't possibly pursue a career in art because you'll starve. So, So I didn't take it that, you know, but I've always loved it. And yes, it's a very good way to relax as well.
The event, we should say, is at St. Barnabas Press, as you heard Anne say earlier on. The address for this is 9 Belfast Yard, Coldhams Road in Cambridge. And the opening times then, Anne, over the next two weekends?
So 11 in the morning till 6 at night. So just come along anytime you want.
And Anne will be probably on the door to greet you, probably in a chair, actually, along with some of your other fellow exhibitors. Anne, thank you very much for coming by.
So I hope to see you there.
And that was Anne French, who came by to see us at Cambridge 105 earlier this week. Do go along for week 3 and week 4 of Cambridge Open Studios. We'll be covering much more of Cambridge Open Studios over the next few days. But you'll find them, as you will if you go to the guide, the Cambridge Open Studios Guide for 2017. They're in many bookshops and other shops and outlets all over the city. You look for some of the big yellow flags as well with the red streaks in them. And you can find Lifelines on at St. Barnabas Press, which is on Coldhams Road in Cambridge this Saturday and the following Saturday.